produce it right now, you can slowly, mindfully come out of meditation. So we will now continue with the Q&A. Okay, Q&A followed by review of meditation reporting to develop the proper understanding of the cultivation, the Dhamma, and the meditation taught by the Buddha. You can ask any question regarding the meditation, the Dhamma, and real life application of the Dhamma. Okay, anybody wants to report the meditation? Anybody? Nobody. Okay, if you got question, you can write it down. I think just now, one of the sisters, she met me along the corridor there. So sorry for we talk a bit because she wants to understand how to switch. Yeah, last time she was doing the rising falling atonement. She was using the noting method. So she asked. First time she tried to go to this Anapanasati or Buddha. So she find it not easy because the mind that is not used to the object, not trained, is not easy to do. Anyway, I tell her, she said, initially it's like he has to force the breathing and all those things. They want to use counting. I say, no need. What you need to do is just relax, aware, then silent. Allow the mind to detect the breathing. Understand? You just feel in front of your nostrils, silent everything. Then maintain awareness there. Then it's just like you feel your forehead. Understand? So all of a sudden, the breathing will come to you. Then the moment you're aware, allow the mind to follow. Then like the Buddha said, breathing in, you are aware. Then breathing out, you are aware. Allow the breathing to be natural. But initially, if you are not trained and you have not done it before, if you allow the breathing to be natural, normally the tendency is you will doze off. Or this mind heedlessly wander off very fast. Because you got nothing to do. You try to be aware, the thought will come in. That's why I said, you just like you feel your forehead, you just feel the breathing. Silent everything and feel the breathing. Every time you get distracted, don't worry. Don't panic, don't react, don't get angry or unhappy. Just tell yourself, like learning any skill or riding a bicycle, patiently just return the awareness to be aware of this breathing. Just stay there, silent. Wonder, bring it back. Wonder, bring it back. If you don't react and fight, the heedless thinking will slow down. And after a while, this mind will be tired, then it will listen to you. And then you realize, all of a sudden, the breathing is with you. Then breathe naturally, don't force. If you find it difficult, then maybe perhaps you can around the nostril there, you have a certain circumference of 1 inch like that. Around there, you focus around there. Initially, you can try to just focus. Because when you focus there, the mind stay there. There is an area for you to focus as well. And then you allow the breathing to go on. Then don't try to know anything. Just train the mind to be mindful of this in and out breath. Just allow it to be. Then later on, when you already get the rhythm, then you will know how to develop it. Then breathing in, you will be aware. The mind will be aware. Then breathing out, the mind will be aware. Then later on, as it stabilizes, then inside your mindfulness, you will know. Breathing in, the mind and the breath as one. Then breathing in short, you are aware. Breathing out short, you are aware. Then long breath that time, you will be very surprised. Normally your breath is very short. They say initially short breath is because you are not peaceful, not calm. Then later on, as your anapanasati develops, you realize this breathing go in deeper and deeper and deeper. Then until it becomes like long breath. Like one in breath can be very long one, I remember. Then one out breath can be very during that time your mind very calm, very peaceful, like a lot of pity inside there. Then it will give you a what they call an understanding that meditation is beautiful when you have done it. And this is like the fruition of it. You reap your reward or whatever effort you have put in. Then after that, this long breath will stay there for a while. Then as you become more skillful, this long breath also become more refined, more slow, more quiet. Then all of a sudden one day, the breathing like slow down on its own. So, until one day like you no need to breathe one, very subtle, like no breathing at all. Means your bodily activity, and your mind is already trying to go to the natural state of sati, where the natural state is stillness, silent, no doing, understand? It will just return to that natural state. Then the breathing can go on. Yeah. But the breathing will be very refined too, because after that your vibration all will slow down. Your heart rate all will slow down. Then everything lies so subtle, very refined. During that time, you just silent everything. No need to do anapanasati already. That time, technically, you don't need an object of meditation to make you mindful or peaceful anymore. Because the mind can stay anywhere, actually. So you just silent everything and allow that mind to be. Then, after a while, you realize suddenly this mindfulness become more refined until it can detect even this subtle breathing. Like no breathing. But because of your mindfulness, this subtle breathing is magnified. Like there is this breathing and you can become very clear of it. Then every of this you become very mindful, very aware. Then later on you can move this mindfulness. Wherever you move it, to your leg, to your abdomen, or to your heart, it is very, very sensitive. You can feel all the vibration there. The heartbeat, everything you will feel. Yeah. So that is the mind in sati. So when the mind is in sati, you don't need an object of meditation. That's why Hui Ning understand. The mind must have no dwelling. Understand? When you dwell the mind on something, means what? This mind is holding on to something. So to hold on to something, the thought has to arise. Otherwise, it cannot hold on to something. So no dwelling means what? It's a free mind in awareness. In awareness means it stays there in awareness. Like attentive. Understand? Attentive. Then whatever arises at one of the sense bases, the six sense doors, the six type of consciousness, upon contact, when that consciousness arises, yet that silent mind will detect it. It will go there. Then it understands what this thing is. And that is the time for you to develop vipassana, which is insight meditation. Insight meditation is to insight into the characteristics of nature, to understand how consciousness come to be, how your sense door, internal, external sense bases, together with the mind upon contact, trigger of consciousness. Then when consciousness arises because of your delusion and wrong view, you input the wrong content of consciousness. Means you have delusion, sakkaya ditthi. You input wrong thought, wrong mental intention. Then you react to your sankara, emotion, mental states. That's how light and dislike and all these things arise. So, all this you will understand naturally on your own. Okay? So, because of that question, I have looked through the notes. I think you look up for Heart Sutta 12 and 13. This one can explain. get hold of 12 Heart Sutta note, 13th of May 2012. Then the next one is 12 and 13. Get these two together. Manage to find? After number 4 is 12 and 13. Okay, Heart Sutta note number 12. Apamada or heedfulness, I define for you, means a mind that is ever mindful. Mindful means awareness before the thought, that's why without thought. Within means inside, you are aware from inside. To cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, following Dhammapada verse 23. So, Dhammapada verse 23, you have to look at note 13. Note 13 explain to you all the Dhammapada verses. 21, 22, 23, verse 1, verse 2. They are all there. You manage to get the note or not? 13. Next one. Then I read to you. Dhammapada verse 21. The Buddha said, the constantly meditative, the ever mindful, and the steadfast one, they will realize the bond-free supreme Nibbana. Means what? You want to be enlightened? You have to do this. Constantly meditative means constantly cultivating the meditation as taught by the Buddha, which is noble eightfold path. Okay? Then ever mindful. That's why your mindfulness, sati, you must train until it is throughout the day, ever mindful. And the steadfast one means you hold on to this training steadfastly. You will not become lazy. You will not doubt. You will not waver. Understand? This type of cultivator, the Buddha said, will definitely realize the supreme bond-free Nibbana. So, Dhammapada verse 21 further up, the Buddha said, heedfulness is the path to the deathless, whereas heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedful do not die, the heedless are as if dead. So this one very clear. Why before he died, the Buddha's Parinibbana, he still instructs the monk, strive on with heedfulness, do not be heedless. Otherwise you are as if dead, spiritually dead. No more spiritual understanding of life. So if you want to make sure you don't suffer, then you have to determine to be heedful. Otherwise, spiritually you are as if dead. Don't be the heedless one. Then Dhammapada verse 22 enhance verse 21. He said, the wise distinctly understand the difference between the danger of heedlessness and the importance of heedfulness, the wise will intend on heedfulness. And once they do that, they will rejoice in the rhyme of the Aryas or the enlightened one. Means what? You will become noble ones or enlightened one. So this one clearly confirms that heedfulness is very important. If you intend on heedfulness, you strive on with heedfulness, you definitely become an Arya, noble one, enlightened one. Then verse 23 confirm everything. The constantly meditative, the ever mindful, and the steadfast one will realize the bond-free supreme Nibbana. So these two, when you combine, constantly meditative and ever mindful, this is what heedfulness is. Anasana. So you go back to note 12. Now I read to you, you will understand. So apamada or heedfulness means a mind that is ever mindful, understand? Without thought, within, inside. Then you use it to cultivate the meditation as taught by the Buddha, following Dhammapada verse 23. That is Appamada. So meditation is taught by the Buddha is Noble Eightfold Path. Then in bracket, I further try to elaborate and explain. Like a relaxed inner awareness that is always aware and without thought to see things as they are, to see the reality and the truth within all mental, physical, and nature's phenomena. Because when you are mindful, your mind is silent. You will see your own physical phenomena, all your physical action and movement. That's why your kaya nupasana will allow you to see. Asana. So this is physical body's phenomena, movement, activity, or how you perceive it. So the silent mind, pure perception, awareness before the knowing. Then you will also see how your aggregate of mind arise and pass away, how it conditions you. That is mental phenomena. Asana. Then when you allow your senses to go out, then you see the external phenomenal world. And that is nature's phenomena. Understand? Nature's phenomena got a lot. The most easy to see is the forest outside. The plants, the tree, everything. The vegetation, the flora. Then the cloud, the weather. Then the wind. All the actions, then all the energy that you can detect. These are all nature's phenomena. The ringing of the bell, the passing car, even the buildings. Anasana. These are all nature's phenomena. Then when you have mindfulness, your mind and that thing is one. Anasana. The moving car also. The awareness and the car is just like that. That's why when I had the ability 30 years ago, I realized what sati was because my body and mind always one. Then I got no thought or little thought. Seldom I arise thought. Then when I see outside, initially it was the char kway teow guy, the guy who fried the char kway teow. I ordered the char kway teow, then I sat on the table and I was waiting. And because I have this mindfulness, it was so stable. I look at him, you know what I saw? Like my mind, my awareness is inside him. Every movement and every activity that he do, my mindfulness can follow. Like I'm inside him. And this is what the Buddha mean by kaya nupasana. Mindfulness of the kaya internally and externally. Externally, you can be with that phenomena. Then after that, I look again. Then I saw the car. Hey, how come now I see the car different? The whole mind and the car move as one. Then I saw only movement. Everything is in a state of flux. All movement. Not like last time. Look, didn't really see. How the car go also don't know. But no very fast. You are never with the thing. And your mind is not silent. That's why you cannot understand all this. You cannot see all this. Then when I see the tree, when the flow, the movement, nature's flow, the leaf, the swing, the branches, everything, like my mind with it, one with it, like the awareness, simultaneously. That is the real sati, anasana. Not the sati you always use your thought to note here, note there. That type of sati is not the real one. The real one is, when you are silent, that mind is with everything. Like people walking, the sati is there, the feeling coming. Then my hand move. But you must understand, sati is like that. You can only be mindful of one thing at a time when you are specific. Understand? Like when you do kaya nupasana, you anchor to the kaya. When you are doing mind feeling, you anchor to the feeling. So when you are aware of feeling, you cannot be aware of others. Understand? Unless you stay silent inside. Just center on the heart there, because it's a source from where the life force come about, the seed of consciousness. This is where everything starts. So you stay there silent, attentive, no thought. Then any of the six sense door, upon contact, this mind is there. So mindfulness is like that. You can only be mindful of one thing at a time, but mind moves very fast.
So when I am with the external phenomena, you don't expect me to be mindful of that thing. No? So it's just like yesterday, after the 9:15 session, I thought the key into the room was with Sui An. No? So I waited for Sui An. Then I think, don't know, my wife or one of the Kayamita go and talk to Sui An. Then Sui An say, Tara, don't I? Then only I recall. No? You know what happened? Because I remember very clearly when I came out from the room, I came out, then I saw Sui An come out from the toilet. So as I walked to him to pass him the key, yeah, I saw his hand move up. And then my hand with the key passed to him. And I saw him took the key. That's why I say I'm very sure the key is his resistance. No? Then you know what happened? We have a break, isn't it? 5 minute break, isn't it? Before we resume. During that time, I want to go to the washroom. Then I actually asked the key from him. No? But because at that time I was aware of other things, I was looking at you all. No? Then the key gave to me. No? But I never have this awareness. No? That's why I never recollect this thing as well. So I went, then I came out. And my brain, no more ability like last time. No? I can remember things. No? The memory is like that. Oh, no? It goes inside, like the computer. No? These are data inside there. No? But because there is no more this, what they call ability of the mundane mind to attach and to cling. It doesn't hold on to anything. No? It cannot remember anything, no, actually. I can only recall this memory and retrieve it when there is condition. When there is something, that's why sometimes I have to ask you, where did I stop? How did I end up here? The moment I speak, the next moment I cannot remember what I spoke. This is what I went through. So mindfulness, you must not be deluded. No? Mindfulness is not memory. No? But because you are aware during that moment, the awareness will allow you to be aware of that. Then it can actually go into the memory. But because you have understanding, there is no attachment. So when this memory go in, because you are aware, then when you want to recollect, recall what actually happened, and then you can recall because you saw it. So that's why every time I put my purse somewhere, last time I used to have this problem. I forgot where I put my purse during the early day. Then later on, I tell myself, I have to be mindful. So I took out my purse with the awareness, then I put the purse somewhere. And because I'm aware, I can remember where I put one. I just have to recollect. Then I know, definitely I'm there. Then sometimes I tell my wife, it's there. My phone is there. My this one is there. Because when you're aware at that moment, you will remember. So anything you used to have problem with remembering where you put, learn. Aware, then don't go and think. Oh. If you like that, put and think, you're gone already. And that's all. Then you never remember where this one go. But if you aware and don't think, means mind and this thing as one, attentive, aware, you will recall. Understand? Our problem is we think a lot, we think ahead. In the room, the thought comes, oh, must go down and get that thing. Yeah? Then, before you go down and get that thing, another thought comes. Then another thought comes. But your body already conditioned by that thought to go down and get that thing. So you walk. How you walk also you don't know. How you open the door from your room also. How you reach the staircase also you don't know. Then suddenly you stand there. Why I come to the staircase? You forgot why. Because you think a lot. If you are mindful, you don't think, you will recall. Then all those things will become like very clear to you. So mindfulness is like that. Eh? Don't get the wrong idea that you have to have good memory, only mindful. Especially I got this, what they call feedback. I used to hear people tell me, when you eat, you drop your spoon or what, they scold you. Tell you to be mindful. Mindfulness is not about all these things. Then, cannot remember. Ah, don't mindfulness. Not like that one. But because you can only be mindful of one thing at a time. When you are mindful of this, you cannot be mindful of others. So you cannot expect to remember everything. And your thought moves so fast. That's why you find out for yourself and you will know. You will understand what mindfulness is. That's why in the Sutta, they always talk about mindfulness got something to do with recollection. Understand? Or remembrance. Understand? In a sense, it's true. But it is not a memory. Understand? Because you are aware. You are mindful. That's why the mind register. Understand? But it has got nothing to do with good memory. Understand? When you have good memory, means you are very mindful. You are wrong. Good memory actually is the reverse. Understand? Everything also you want to remember. Understand? Actually is attachment. Because how come you have good memory? Because you want to remember things. Understand? Means what? You accumulate all this and you try to remember. Your brain has certain capacity to work on it. You know how I come to know? In my third year exam, I experienced this MU. Actually, I go and study until my brain actually reached the limit. Then I not enough food. I didn't know can take half-boiled egg morning. Two, then some people take four. I got one classmate take six. He said no problem. That time I didn't know. I didn't even take any this hard-boiled egg. Because that is the best source of protein. So I short of protein. I study until my brain like want to shut down. So I went into the exam. I saw the paper. I can answer. But halfway through, it shut down. Like sleep inside there. Then, but because I was very determined to go through the exam, then suddenly I realized I cannot sleep. I had to finish the exam. So I do again. Then I come out, I realize something not right. Then I ask one of my classmates, he very good. I say, is it okay to take half boy 8-2 one time? He said, I take 6, why cannot? then I realize I can. So I go and order and I eat. I eat 2 per day. That time my brain recovered. Then I went to the exam, no more problem. But luckily that paper I went in was, I like civil engineering. So third year of civil engineering paper. So that one very easy to answer. I realized the brain, you cannot overload it. There is a capacity inside. So you don't try to remember everything. You need to remember, you write it down. That will free your brain from a lot of attachment and holding onto knowledge, memory, and the past. Understand? Understand? But doesn't mean that you don't use memory. Memory is useful. Otherwise, you forgot where you stay. You must have memory. So memory serves its purpose. Understand? Memory is to accumulate certain things that you need to recall, like your house address, how you sign your bank book, or something. You need to remember what is your name in this society, what IC you hold. This one is useful memory. Understand? But not to go and remember all of the suffering, misery, the scars of memory, your hurt, your whatever, what they call phobia. You don't go and remember those things. The memory that give rise to remorse, fear, sadness. Mother say got ghost in July month. That type of memory you got to hold. Then you get into a lot of this problem. Then you don't understand the purpose of memory. So Dhamma can actually help you when you understand. So now I read on. While meditating in a formal posture, this one is 12, Sutta note 12. If one feels any tension or tightness or stress within one's body and mind, then one must just recognize it and release it. Release means what? Release it means don't want to hold on to it, understand? Yeah. I remember one of the brother, brother Tay, I think. He not used to the awareness. So he is very conditioned by the thought-based meditation. So everywhere he focus, the tension build up on himself. He tried to do the mind sweeping method. He told me, he said, you just go up there, it's like very sharp pain and all those things. All this build up. So what you need to do is, release means what? Don't fight. Don't worry about it. Don't go and do anything about it. Like you holding on something, then you realize hot. Put it down, release it. The moment you release, and then relax, the tension and the tightness, you can either use a skillful mean, via a radiant smile. You just smile, understand? Then it relaxes naturally by itself. You just read it, a radiant smile, and relax. Then inner awareness without thought. If you do that, the moment you relax, craving loses its strength, understand? And the relax and radiant smile step are very useful and very important to make your mind feel at ease. So if you find it very difficult to relax, you just smile. The moment you smile, what happens? There is joy. There is nothing disturbing you. Then you naturally relax. When you can smile, you're happy. There is no tension, no stress. Only when there is sadness, there is problem, you hold on to something, then the tension and the tightness build up. So this one is very useful. Read it, a radiant smile. The radiant smile step are very important to make your mind feel at ease, light, tranquil, and free. The training of the mind will enable you to decondition your mind from the heedless thinking and grasping to sense experience, thereby enabling the cultivator to develop a silent mind, tranquil mind, with heedfulness within, naturally, via an understanding that, this is the part I try to describe to him, that the true mind is already the meditative state with clear awareness within. So you just silent, don't do anything. The mind will return to its original state. So there is no need to do anything. That's why real meditation is no doing. The doing is always the thought. But instead, just relax and let things be. Understand? Don't react, just let things be. Then the heedless thinking and the grasping born of delusion will slow down and stop on its own, because you have wisdom. You come to understand the stirring of the mind because of your wrong view. You used to react. So now you let things be. You accept that reality for what it is. I have yet to train. This thing will be like that. It will stir. So if I don't fight, means what? I appease. And when I appease, slowly, slowly, all this defilement loses its power. Then it will return to the original state of stillness or mindfulness or awareness. And this is how you cultivate. Then the heedless thinking and grasping born of delusion will slow down and stop on its own because you have wisdom. The mind will then return to the original state of true silent inner awareness. Without the thought, the ever shining nature, which is your true mind, will then shine forth. Remember yesterday I draw the cloud. The sunshine cannot go through. Understand? That cloud obstruct the sunshine. In this case, your mundane mind, your heedless thinking, obstruct the awareness through mind from coming out. Why? Because when you think a lot, you are preoccupied with that thinking. So you thought life is just thought. Understand? Without thought, you cannot live. Understand? So your whole world, your whole experience is thought-based. Understand? So without thought, you cannot understand. Because you will never know that there is another mind where you can use to live. You can live life using that true mind. But you need thought to do things. To to manifest as a human being. But the true mind, no need thought on. So there can be an awareness living, heedful living. So it's just like the fish. Yeah? You know the fish. If they all the time live in the water, then you go and talk to the fish. Let's say you can talk to the fish. You say, hey, there is another type of living. No water one. You can exist on the land. With the air, you can breathe everything. You know what the fish will tell you? You're crazy. Because all the world is in water. Where got without water? Until the fisherman catch the fellow, come out there, he realize, oh, you got water. Another existence beyond water. Understand? So, like the fish, most human beings are like that. No? They thought life is only thought. No, no thought, no life. No? So they live in the world of thought. No? And they never know that there is another living that is beyond thought. No, using awareness. You are, in a way, like that fish. Like those fish, always in the water. So thought has been your only instrument to live life. Understand? So you depend on thought. Understand? You become a slave to thought. Understand? That's why thought control you. Thought condition you to do so many things. And you are not really aware of all this. This is how delusion and heedlessness come about. Through ignorance, through delusion, you believe the thought. Okay. So this one complete. This ever-shining nature is always there, like the sun, always there. The moment you silent, the awareness come out already. Understand? So you don't have to learn to be mindful. You only need to know that the moment I'm silent, I'm already aware. Because the thought doesn't interfere, doesn't cloud my nature. You are not lost in the thinking, the mundane mind. That's why the measurement for progress in meditation is what? The lesser thought you have progress. Very well. The more heedful you are, the less heedless you are, you have progress. You know why or not? Where is the mind? Wireless. Okay. This one I have to explain to you, otherwise I forgot. You remember dependent origination, the 12 link. What is the first link? Avijja is ignorant. Avijja, paccaya, sankara. Ignorant condition, mental activity. And mental activity is what? Thinking. Thinking is the biggest one. Then whatever you think make you emotional. Good thought make you happy. Not so good thought make you unhappy, fearful, miserable. So this is mental activity. Activity. So now I ask you a very simple question. If you have ignorance, the culprit main one is self-delusion, sakkaya-ditti. What will happen to you? What will happen to you? You think a lot, isn't it? Why do you think a lot? Because you have avijja, understand? The main one is sakkaya-ditti. So, like in school, the teacher say, don't understand, Go back and think about it. So you think, thinking can make you understand. So this one comes from this ignorance. Ignorant of what? Ignorant of the truth. Especially the noble truth that governs life and existence. So when you don't understand, when you are deluded, you don't have the right understanding or the right view, you will start to think. Why do you think? Because wanting to know, understand? Correct?
You want to know, Anasara, because you are knowledge based, Anasara. I want to know what is that. That's why I think, Anasara. Huh? Then, what is the second one? What make you think? One is you want to know. The other one is what? You are curious, isn't it? Huh? Curiosity will make you think, isn't it? Understand? Why this guy like that? Why the cat like that? So, you want to have an answer, understand? It's in a way also like wanting to know. But it's actually curiosity, understand? When you're curious, you want to find out. You want to understand, you want to know. So you think. But you never understand that the thinking can give you knowledge, but cannot give you understanding. Understand? Because thinking is limited by the thought. Understand? It cannot go beyond thought. It cannot see things as that they are. It will see delusion. So all the thinking is all very logical. Follow logic. But not real understanding via nature's law. Then the other third one is wanting to experience. Understand? Because you are curious. You don't know what the thing is. You want to experience it. So wanting to know, wanting to experience, you think. Understand? That's why this avijja paccaya sankhara is very, very powerful. Understand? This link is very powerful. You do it so often until it becomes a habitual tendency. So what is enlightenment? What is progress in meditation? When you straighten your view, straighten your view, what happens? When you straighten your view, you have more right view, less wrong view, you have less avijja, understand not? Imply less avijja. Means less delusion and less ignorant. When less ignorant and delusion, this link weaken, isn't it? Correct or not? Correct or not? When it weaken, what happened? You think less, isn't it? That's why like brother come to know. If I can accept things as they are, I don't react, and I know that everything that happened is because inside don't have wisdom, understand? It's not, the problem is not with outside, understand? My teacher Ajahn Yantra, very good. He always tell us this truth. Because he doesn't want to use many words. He only want a few English words, is it? He always say, inside okay, outside no problem. Inside not okay, outside big problem. You understand? Well, without wisdom, everything is problem. That's why I always tell Dhamma friend, I say, to me, there is no such thing as a problem. Technically. You don't believe, finally you will come to know. It's only the reality. Where got problem? Like health problem. You call it problem. I call it natural phenomena. The body is of the nature to be sick, understand? To grow old and other things. It's not a problem, understand? That is a reality. If I accept, it's no more a problem. Problem only arise when? When you perceive it with negativity. When you worry about it, fear it. When you don't want it to happen. Because you perceive with negativity, with fear. And how do you do that? The thought project. Wow, this health problem, doctor say, third stage cancer. No. Oh, I'll die already. What am I going to do? I got 6 months. I got 3 months. Then what happened if my company, employer come to know? I may lose my job. How can I tell my... These are all not reality, you know, the thought project. No. Then you're full of fear. No. Before this message come, you got no fear. No. You got very happy-go-lucky. No. Then all of a sudden, your face also go. They call pucat, this one. Pale. Worse than pale. Pucat means a lot of fear inside. A lot of fear inside. Why? Only vibration through hearing consciousness. Then you become so afflicted. It's only words, vibration, isn't it? Your thought, project, and trigger of immense fear. So thinking create fear. Understand? No thought means what? No problem. Understand? No thought means no future, no past. You don't project? No fear, no worry, no insecurity. You don't recall? No bad memory, no scars of memory, no problem. That's why you have to live life differently. You don't go and create thought all the time. Understand? So, avijja paccaya sankhara is like that. So, when you already progress, when you have right view, you start to straighten your view through your understanding, then you react less, you think less. Understand? Then naturally, from heedless to heedful. Understand? So, if you want to know you have progressed or not, you check your thought. Understand? Even you have fantastic meditation experience, they tell you, you what jnana, you go and check how much thought you have. Understand? Not in the retreat. No. In the retreat, maybe very little thought. When you go out. That is the real one. You see, the real cultivation is daily life. When daily life you are heedful and mindful, you got very little or no thought. You only arise thought when you need it to live life, to do something. Understand? Otherwise, there is totally little or no thought. Hardly any thought. Okay, I read on. The opening verse by Master Xuan Hua. Just like yesterday we talked about this. Reversing the light to shine within. Avalokasthavira, which is Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, enlightens all the living beings. Thus he is Bodhisattva. His mind is thus unmoving. See? Ru putong. Understand? Thus unmoving means what? Suchness. That true mind, that true nature, zu putong, means tas unmoving, no stirring, no movement, nothing, just away. That is the true mind. A superior one at peace, with total understanding of the ever shining, he is host and master. That is your true mind, understand? So, the first line of the above verse is very important because most of the time, our mind dwells outside to chase after external, the external phenomenal world, the external appearances that created the phenomenal world of ours. Understand? Not? Because your senses is all pointing outside. Understand? Not? Seeing consciousness also see outside. Understand? Not? Hearing consciousness also outside. Understand? Not? Smell, taste, tactile, or outside. What is the one that looks inside? Only your awareness can be aware of all these things inside, isn't it? How the aggregate of mind move and all that. That's why you have to reverse the light within to use your awareness to see. Without awareness, you cannot see. Without the mundane mind, the thinking mind, the thought is always outside. Understand? Chasing after external. Then clinging to it, holding on to it, especially the first aggregate of form, rupa. That's why if form still have so much meaning to you, means what? You don't have wisdom, you have delusion. Because you attach to form, you cling on to form, you give meaning to form, you think form is real, like your loved one and all those things. Then everything you come to experience, your beautiful house, your car, everything, and all the lovely things that you see, you have craving, you have desire. Because you cannot see beyond form. You cannot see it's impermanent. How it actually conditions you into grasping. Then because they are conditioned arising, sooner or later they will separate from you. And the moment they separate from you, suffering is the result. That's why the Buddha said, even happiness can condition suffering as well. Your happiness is impermanent. It will change. And when it changes, what happens? You become afflicted. So, actually, happiness, if you are not careful, you attach to it, then it can become the opposite. So, all this you will come to understand and you will later on through your own cultivation realize them. So when the senses are all pointing outward, you get yourself entangled with the phenomenal world. And what is the phenomenal world? Consciousness and its content. And what are they? The five mental aggregates. And the Buddha said, when you give meaning, attach and cling and grasp to these five aggregate of form and mind, what happened to you? Suffering is the reason. And that's why your senses all point outside. Every day play with this five aggregate of form and mind, and every day also like excitement. Like that. So then suddenly things don't go your way, condition different. All of a sudden, you cannot entangle. So, and most of the time, people got entangled. So, because they cannot understand this. They cannot see form. They cannot understand the unreality of form. So they cannot see beyond form. So form got power over them. If form also you cannot see mind. Your mind is more subtle. So, mind is more refined. Whereas the bodily form and the external mental form, they are very gross. You can see them. So, but feeling you cannot see, you know. So, perception you cannot see, you know. It's just a consciousness and the image, you know. So this one can deceive you even more. Understand not? So the mindfulness is the only instrument in this world or universe that can allow you to see clearly and go beyond form, then beyond mind, beyond the aggregate of mind. And then you touch the true mind, which is beyond form, beyond thought, beyond time. Akaliko, the timeless. So this is how cultivation can be understood. So I read on. Reason why the Buddha said under Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 that our mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, everything come to be. Yes.
Can I have a question of experience that I have for the night?
Actually, I was trying to contact them.
My question is this experience a progression of my true awareness in my cultivation or otherwise? Meaning, is this thought created? The experience I had this morning at about 1 o'clock, I think when everyone was asleep, I was listening to some Dharma chanting, and when I sleep upright, the feeling was okay. But when I sleep the side posture at a certain time, I can hear my heartbeat very loud. And at that time, I thought that I was actually having some heart problem. So I was saying that, okay, I have to contemplate or I have to reflect on this. So I turned back and faced upward again.
Yeah.
And then there's nothing. There was the heartbeat was very subtle. But when I turned the other side, this time I felt that the vibration was, there was a certain kind of vibration like wave-like between the mattress and my body. It's like, you know, when you are in the water, there's like buoyancy.
I know.
It's like you're floating a little bit. Actually, I got a little bit scared. And I was looking at Mimi. Mimi was like turning up and down, and May was having a dream, I think, at that time. And then I heard the dog howling at one time. I think it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the thought was, I have a thought arising. You know, like
ghosts again.
Yeah. So suddenly I felt there was a slight fear.
Yeah.
So what I did
now
was,
you understand, thought project. Immediately fear come in. That's why wrong thought. This is what wrong thought is about, thought that condition your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, selfishness, emotional negativity. Continue.
So what happened was again I keep my mind still and I turn and face upward again. Again, the feeling is very subtle.
Yes, very different.
So, I investigate again. I turn again this side. Again, the right side. The heartbeat,
oh,
it's really loud. I look at Mimi again. I was hoping she was awake so I can talk to her. But she was asleep, I think. And then again, I turn upright. And then this time I said, okay, I don't know what to do. So I said, okay, I'm going to do this again one more time. So I turned to my left again. And this time the sensation of the energy came. And I just stay with the sensation. And I think after a while it sort of like stabilized and I go.
Where do you feel that energy?
This side.
Okay.
This side. And the heartbeat is
the other way
I don't
around.
Know where. It's loud. It's very loud. It's
no,
very
the heartbeat is on your left.
I don't know where it is, but it's really, really loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, because you have mindfulness. Otherwise, you cannot hear all this thing.
But because, brother, you know why? I wanted to contemplate this further before I asked you. But because you told me just now in the talk, you can only be aware of one thing at a time.
Yes. Yes.
But I could hear the dog howling.
Correct.
I could hear my heartbeat.
Correct. But every
I could feel my fear.
Every awareness is a separate one. That's why it's one thing at a time. But it can be quite fast because you are moving it like the thought. Means you are not fully aware. When you're fully aware, you just stay in the heart. Then that consciousness that arises, you're aware. Then after that, another consciousness arises, you're aware. You don't move around. Because when you aware of your heartbeat, you don't go and look for the heart. Because there is a possibility. Whenever you're aware of the howling, what happens? Who tell you it's a dog? Who tell you it's a ghost? Your thought went there already, understand? That's why I say when you hear that consciousness or hearing, it's inside, understand? But how come your thought and memory tell you dog howling? And then you look outside. You point your hand. I can hear that dog there. It's the thought telling you. That's why I say the true awareness is here. You learn to silence and listen. It's very different from the thought one. Where you have been moving this like the thought. Where you think that every time you see the thought. Perception, think. Here, think. Where the memory translate dog howling. Then your conditioning. Howling means got ghost. Kui. That is what is happening to your form and mind. So you may think, no, I'm very mindful. I aware. Nothing to do. But the word that say dog howling is the thought already, perception already, giving meaning already. But when you listen inside, it's just consciousness. Before the mind go out and labor. Then you understand that this is all thought. This is what my thought has labored. Then you understand labeling is a conventional reality. The actual reality is just a consciousness. How come it can cause me fear? Because of the thought. But it's only a thought. How can it has power to make me fearful? You trace back wrong view. Because somebody tell you and you never investigate, you scared. That's why you straight away say, yeah, our Chinese tradition say got ghost, is it? Otherwise dog won't howl.
So actually,
no, I explained the other. Your question, finish it first.
Yeah, actually my question is this. Is this my progression of the true awareness in my cultivation?
I already tell you, check your thought. If you daily lie, less thought, good. But one thing I can tell you for sure, your mindfulness has improved a lot. Otherwise, you cannot feel all this vibration, all this heartbeat like poopa, poopa. The only reason why it poopa, poopa is you don't know how to silence. If you know how to silence and relax and let things be, all your activity will slow down. The vibration will slow down. The heart rate all will slow down. Then like no heartbeat. Very quiet still. Then suddenly, no sound. Like become paucity, tranquility, silent mind, still mind. And that one is different as well. So don't worry about, is this progress, is this what? Forget about it. Anything that can bring wisdom and understanding for you to move on, that is the Dhamma. Straighten your view, that is the Dhamma.
If all this experience doesn't change you, doesn't straighten your view, it's not the meditation that the Buddha wants you to teach you. The Buddha wants you to understand the form and mind clearly, who you are, what you are, and how you become like that. So just now you say you turn on your right, understand? Then the heartbeat, pumah, pumah. Sure lah, because your heart is on your left. So when you turn like that, this heart, nothing obstruct, understand? That's why the mindfulness, the awareness pick up, pumah, pumah. But when you turn on your left, you compress the heart. See, I also know. Then you feel the energy. Ooh. That's why you learn. You know how the Buddha parinibbana. Because he know the heart is on the left. That's why he like that. Understand?
You still feel it, but it's very, very subtle.
It's not subtle. Actually, nothing changed. But because when you are upright like that, you are relaxed. Understand? The heart is not either compressed or what. Even you on your right, you think this one is free. Because you one-sided, you know. Understand? So this whole body like twisted. But the Buddha different. He leaned back a bit. Then he like that. It's just like he rested. Understand? But the best posture is facing upright. Understand? Last time I told you, when I lie down, the best way to meditate is assume I am dead. I'm a dead cop. I tried it actually. I tried it for so many times until I understand. I say, if I am dead means what? Of course you cannot move. But I am dead with the consciousness inside. Means I don't really die. But I want to behave like a dead person. Means what? No. When there is this tactile consciousness that arises, like itchiness, I cannot go and move the hand and scratch. No, understand? No? Because I know how the thought conditioned me, through memory. Hey, itchy, So what? The nature understand, itchy, so what? The thought conditioned me to scratch, but I decide, understand? No? Not you. That's why I understand how thought conditioned you to do things. Understand? No? You live your life through thought, and you become a slave to thought. Sometimes you scratch until wound. You still go and scratch because itchy, ma. And you want to relieve itchiness, you think by scratching, you relieve. Because you like that scratching. When you scratch, you know what are you doing or not? No. You apply more pressure, until the itchiness sensation is no more there. Yours is more strong. That's why you scratch until injured. So until it's blister or what, blood come out also got. Then you realize, I see. And that is craving. Yes, you don't like the itchiness, you go and scratch. And when you scratch, you think no more itchy. And then after that, the scar or the wound happen, pain. Why I go and scratch? And then next time you go and apply balm. Mopiko. Relief. You apply Mopiko. That's why human being very funny. Yes.
I just want to add to what Joyce has said. Because I've been feeling this. It's pretty normal for me. I do this every day, every night. Even when I'm walking around. And it got to the stage where I can feel I'm really not in control of anything. Sometimes I put my attention at my feet, I feel the sensation. Sometimes in the heart, sometimes
yes,
in the
yes,
head.
Because that is mindfulness. You have already developed some form of sati. That's how you can feel. When you put your awareness at the feet, you can feel. Put in your brain, you can feel. That's why I can feel which part of my brain move and all that. Especially when I eat nasi lemak or I eat asam laksa. I know which part of the brain activated the thing inside. Very clear one inside. That's why I know my health very clearly.
But the point is, Brother Teo, is yes. That I don't know about your conclusion, but my conclusion is who's the boss? No one's the boss. It's not me. Because if I can control, I should be able to tell, hey, don't make that funny vibration or sound for the moment. Just wait. I want to scratch my head. Or something like that. But it doesn't work that way. We have no control over it.
It's not to say whether there is control or not control. But this terminology comes from people who try to explain anatta. Anatta because they just use one word. And because it's logical, a lot of people agree. Anatta, not you. You got no control. Body want to get sick, won't tell you. Hey, brother Teo, I want to get sick already. Like that means no control. No. Everything is condition arising, understand not? If I don't take care, if the condition is like that, then I will get into this, like the flu. Because before I came, I actually that night didn't sleep early. I sleep a bit late. Then early morning, five something, wake up, because some of them coming 6 o'clock or what, very early. So, not enough rest, understand not? Then after that, I come here, then there was this flu going on. They told me, we are the Sufu, they are all kena, just recovered recently. Because every day was raining, very cold. Even Sui An came the week before, you asked Sui An, Mifong. It was very, very cold. And so that's Sui An said, warm clothing, everything. Then I also said, now you better prepare, because I also not sure. So, although I know I got this nature, everywhere I go, weather very good one. And now you believe, 3 days in a row. Not only sunshine, just nice. I don't know. Don't ask me, this is nature. And don't go and think that, oh, every time brother still go, weather very good. I tell you, one day you think like that, it will test you and make you panic. Whatever that arise, you accept the reality. But so far, so good. 100% record. Really, I tell you, everywhere I go, the weather and nature are very kind to me. That's why I told you, there is Dhamma protector. There are non-humans that know and follow you. But I don't want to know them. I communicate and transfer merit and share merit. That's it. Then I do my part and I rejoice. When I felt something, I rejoice. Then sometime, after I finish, I will actually deliver sermon to all these non-human. I cannot see them, but I know that I will tell them. The key thing to understand is this. In Australia also I did it last time. Because the non-human, they're like expecting you. They know you are coming or not. That's why we go to China, put our son, how to say, 1 week before that, Ningpo, the guide say, rain like cat and dog every day for the last 6-7 days. When we arrive at the first place, also same. You better have your raincoat, everything. Every day raining. The day I arrive, no rain. Then I reach Ningpo, the Taoyu told us all this. Then that day, no rain. Very cloudy, very nice. Then he said, you're very lucky. Then after that, go to Putosan, also same. It was raining like anything there before, just before we arrived. Nature is like that. So if you have this goodness, kindness, then you have this virtue. Virtue will protect you. You have to have understanding. Then there are beings that actually protects the Dhamma, protect the Sasana. That's why every time we chant what? Akasata Chivomata. Devanaga Mahindika. What is that? May all beings inhabiting earth. And may all beings inhabiting what? Earth and what? Space. Devas and Naga of mighty power, no. Not normal Daga and Deva, no. Of mighty power, no. Long protect the dispensation, no. Because we are delivering Dhamma, no. That's why they will protect you, understand, no. It's not only normal Deva and Naga, no. Of mighty power, no. So why are you scared? So all this, you must have faith in the nature's law, faith in your nature. Then all this will go according with the way things are. Nature is very beautiful. That's why you witness them, you see them, you see it happening. But I cannot see them with my physical eye. I can sense them, I can feel them. And that is what it is. I don't want to like every day look TV, TV, a lot of programs. So if you can see non-human means you like looking for TV, you know, every day here busy there. Wow, that non-human like that. The phenomenal world already enough problem already. Someone want to see all this sort of thing. So if you touch psychic field, then you will see them. Then they will come and test you. They will also come and challenge you. You better be careful. A lot. yes. Can. I cannot finish. okay. Never mind. Before 26, okay.
Because I accumulated for a few days already.
Oh, okay.
I cannot. I wanted to ask. Every time when I sit down and I quiet my mind, I can feel there's energy going around my whole body, and I can control it. And if I can make it speak.
I know. You can do something with it.
Yes, you can play
with
it.
You can move it and play with it. Yes.
What? How should I treat these things?
Oh, okay.
That's number one. Number two, yesterday when I don't know whether this is sati or not. I just want to confirm. As I was walking, I feel very quiet and aware. I'm aware of my surrounding, and then the gong just sound gong very loud. But my mind wasn't wavered, but I was aware of that sound, and I continued. That my awareness continue.
Yeah, very good.
Another third question. Yesterday before I sleep very quiet. So I can sense that I get into my sleep very quiet, very smooth.
Yes, very
and
good.
And I'm Sato. Still conscious.
Yes, you are fully aware inside.
And then after a while, I lost my consciousness. And
yeah, then
I went
you
to sleep.
Go into the unconscious and you sleep. But you have good sleep, understand?
Yes.
Very good. Sadhu to you. You see, when you really cultivate and you have the faith, because she only recently had the faith. No? Before the Thailand trip in last year, August, she like not serious one. Not that serious one. But she was very lucky. No? Brother Sui An and Mi Fong, they organized that trip. I supposed to go to the university, Buddhist University or don't know what, to deliver a talk, World Conference, World Buddhist Conference. Then she and her husband joined us, understand? That trip. She learned so many things. No? Then she got so strong of it. After that Thursday class, she determined to come. No? Keep on coming. No? And then because of the faith, she progressed. Yeah.
But for that, I must thank Brother Teo because during that trip, Brother Teo really teach me a lot of things.
Yes.
He teach me how to look into the thoughts, my thoughts.
To develop your own awareness of who you are, what you are, why you become like that. So that is really important if you want to change yourself, you want to straighten your view. Then you see all the delusion, what your thought has been doing to you, understand? And how you gullibly believe the thought and become so evil, inconsiderate. And all those things, and how the evil root everything arise, and how through your heedlessness hindrance arise. That's why that understanding gave her a lot of faith. That's why she got this very strong faith, and she determined to come and do. And recently, she also quite generous. She also took us. She helped her in the transcript, the 12 September, the blue book that you got. She also did Ingby, they also did a few. And she was so full of joy after they did the transcript because they learned so much thing. Well, when you listen, it cannot go in on, not much. But when you listen again and read and have a transcript, it's totally different. Understand not? So what happened was, during one of the proofreading, she volunteered with her husband. They treat everybody to a very, very sumptuous lunch. The restaurant, I think they know.
Actually, Brother Teo, that is actually condition arising.
Oh, I know.
I got
that's
a
why,
lot of
that's
veggie.
Why it's meant to be, yeah. Because your sincere intention.
Actually, I got a free veggie from one of, it's a Muslim planters in
correct.
KK. Yeah. So she gave us a lot of veggie. Yeah. So I
send it to the restaurant, correct, and then correct. So they cook then it they for cook, everybody.
Although it's condition arising, which is correct, but it comes from that sincere intention. Then the nature's law know how to manifest the condition. We are very sincere. That's why I told her, okay, thank you, sadhu, I rejoice. Then we accept. Then we had a very good lunch. Understand? Because the faith and the generosity, then she know how to do all the necessary aspiration. And now I better answer the question. 15 minutes. Okay. The first one, you have to tell me what your question is. I cannot remember. Energy, now I remember. Where I saw your face, I remember. Where you move your hand. Now energy, I can play with it. Now I recall. I have to see her face. Then I remember what she do. Because when she was asking questions, I fully aware of what she do. Is it energy everywhere? And now I can remember. Before that, I cannot remember. The energy everywhere, I can play with, I can control. Because you have developed this energy cultivation from the past. Then this life, I don't know whether you got do any qigong.
Yeah, I do qigong.
No wonder you got a lot of qi. Then the other one is reiki. Those people who do reiki also have a lot of energy. You know what is reiki? R-E-I-K-I. Yun Chan no. Yun Chan is a certified reiki. Not certified. He learned from a certified Reiki master. She also last time used a lot of energy until she meditated. She walked also vibrate. A lot of energy. So that they say like dancing, like pulling, belly dancing. That's a very strange. Everyone different one. You don't laugh. Now only you know what meditation is. You think everybody like you. Not like that one. That's why you don't have this understanding. How can you teach? Understand not? It's not from knowledge, you know. Everybody different, you know. How can I know? How can I advise? How can I explain? And how can I? It's because I have done all this from the past, and through my understanding and wisdom on the nature's law, roughly I can know why like that. Understand not? Because there are causes and conditions for it to arise. Otherwise, it cannot happen. And because of this qi that he do, that's why he can direct. Understand not? And some of them, they direct to Tan Tian. Understand not? It's okay. Tan Tian strengthened your health. But the only danger is, if you play with energy, it will affect your wisdom. Understand not? Because these two cannot go hand in hand. Understand not? The one that have wisdom don't want to play with energy. Understand? Understand? Because they know no point. End of the day, it's just wisdom that free and liberate me. But those who play with energy, they like energy. Why? Make you healthy. Give you qi. Give you. Then the qi gong people, very powerful. Understand? End of the day, it depends on what you want in life. Understand? If you want that, that is your choice. Good. Okay, I ask you a very simple question. You have a cake. You want to keep, you want to eat. Can I have both? Correct, but you want to keep, you want to keep and see, and you want to eat. You say, can I have both? No, my question is, the both that you want is like this cake. You want to eat, you want to keep. No, it's either or. You keep or you eat now. And then you eat. So after you eat, you cannot have both, isn't it? You ask the question, can I have both? Means what? You want energy, you want psychic, and yet you want wisdom. No, energy field is psychic field.
Brother Teo, sorry. Actually, that qigong is for healing.
I know. It's very good. I never say it's no good. But the only setback is when you play with this energy, when you store it here, the chances is you will deviate and go into energy field. Understand? But luckily, now you have the Dhamma. Understand? But even if you have the Dhamma, because the qi is going to affect your awareness. Understand?
Understand?
But actually, if let's say when I'm doing Qigong, after 45 minutes, my whole
body oh, definitely. That time you very mindful, understand? Not? That's why you build up all the Qi, understand? Not? Understand? But the Qi will make you less sensitive. You may not understand now. Later on, you will understand. Unless you're very lucky, you can detect the gateway and go in. Then that time will be very beautiful. All your Qi all will melt inside. Then you transform. That one is not vipassana. I tell you, I already explained to you, vipassana cannot do one. You have to insight into it one. No, what you want to ask, I think I understand. Those doing rising, falling, what happened? I already explained to you so many times. Listen again. Wherever you direct your consciousness or your thought, energy will build up. Understand not? Why? Wait. Don't ask any more questions. Not enough time. Wherever you locate the consciousness, because you use thought-based meditation, understand not? So, you introduce the thought to concentrate there. The energy will build up. You go to the forehead, third eye, it will build up. You go to the tan tien, it will build up. Understand not? Anywhere you put, it will build up. The worst is the brain. When you hear think a lot, there's a here tension, everything. Understand not? Energy build up, you use it to create thought. Understand not? Consciousness. Thought. Consciousness. So, whenever you put a lot of consciousness in your forehead, thinking become predominant. That's why you are trapped in the thought. So, energy is like that. If you do rising, falling means what? You concentrating your mind there. You note with what? With the thought. So you build up this energy. This one will be like the Tan Tien, another place. Actually very near Tan Tien, because the Tan Tien is the neighbor there. Then when this one build up, what happened? The energy build up. That's why people got gastric doing that. I have met one fellow from Malacca. He complained. The gastric. He had been doing that thing for so long. Well, when energy build up and you don't take care of your health, your gastric, you will have severe gastric problem, which happened. Then when energy build up, what happened? Yeah? Well, you don't know how to release it. It become a problem. Understand? Then you can actually have a lot of problem. Your energy can give a lot of problem. Sometimes you tamper with it. One of my teachers say, when you use thought to externally open this chakra, you are not opening chakra. You are tampering with the chakra. Tampering means what? Your thought, before you become enlightened, is deluded. Understand not? That's why it's not balanced. Yin-yang energy. Understand not? Duality, positive, negative. You use that thought to open, not pure energy. Understand not? That's why you interfere with this thing. And it's external. So when you develop, of course, energy is very strong. Energy is energy. And it's not thought. It's thought. Thought-based. And then if you can control, like you say, can control, you can move it around. Then there are certain people who do this type of, I think, Chinese meditation. They call it the big cycle and the small cycle. And what you call it? 大周天, 小周天, all those. They can direct the qi through everywhere. I met one fellow, he told me, "Whoa, like an expert now." So I say, after you can do all those things, so what? Finally, you know what happened? His business went down. His family got a lot of problems. Then he don't know what to do. Well, he learned all this from books and those teacher and master. Then the teacher and master come from China, go back. Then he learned from one Kundalini master also, come here 2 week retreat. He took 30 to 40 people there. After that, the Kundalini master go back. Nobody around to guide them. Everybody develop energy problem. And suffer like anything. Until he finally go and see doctor. Happened to be my classmate. Then my classmate check. Hey, no sickness. Understand how? Psychological, mental. So my classmate say, you no need to see me lah. I recommend one friend. You call him. He can help you. He didn't even tell me, you know, my this doctor friend. Also Dr. Teo. He gave the phone number there. Then suddenly one day in my house, I think on a Sunday, he called. He said, "Are you Mr. Teo?" I said, "Yes." Then he said, "I am Mr. So and So." I said,
your friend asked me to call you. He said, you can help me. Oh, I also got a shock. I said, who are you? Who is my friend? Ah, then he mentioned Dr. Teo. Ah, then I sense something already. Oh, I said, anything I can help you? Oh, then he started to relate to me his problem. Then later on only he tell me, after he get to know me, then after I help him to overcome all those things, then he recovered now. Then only he start to tell me how he get into this problem. How all the kundalini, all the qigong, everything. I tell, and he expert in Tui Su Wan. I tell you, this guy play with energy. But karma is like that. Bah, when he hit back, he say, everything went wrong. Nothing went right. Like everything come in a bundle like that. So there are a lot of this case. So that's why I just want to give you the understanding. You don't go and, because of this, you don't go and panic, no. Don't go and give up qigong, no. Please, this is not my name. You can have qigong, you can have the qi inside, and develop your health. Because sometimes in life, without health, you don't have the life, understand not? With the health, you can have quality life, then you can still cultivate. But it doesn't matter much initially, understand not? But towards the end, because I got my last teacher, you know what he told me? He also go and do qigong during the earlier day. Because he doesn't know, he very weak, his health. He do until his qigong so strong, the qi. Then you know what happened? When he go back to meditation, I die already. Because this qi block, everything block, is it? Wow, he got to take it away. He got to release it. You know how all the concentration people release? They don't know how to locate the gateway, they cannot release. So they do metta, understand not? Radiate energy out, understand not? Loving kindness. That's why you must have a lot of metta. And the Buddha, they all actually, initially they develop metta to radiate all this energy, understand not? Then because it's wholesome, then it brings about the merits and the condition for them to actually develop the aspiration. Then finally they reach this gateway, understand not? Or then all the energy melt inside, become pure energy. Because you don't go through the filter, which is the gateway to your nature. Your nature is balanced, perfect, eternal, understand not? Just aware, no thought, no duality. So everything that goes in, melt and become pure energy. And then this one internally open up all the chakra. And that is the real opening, understand not? But when there is this energy field there, I tell you, I estimate at least 10 to 20 times more difficult to locate this gateway, understand not? But the energy is there. Not the gate, you gateway inverted comma. Okay. Wait, where's the mic? Okay. I let you know, so no use. You know why? You cannot touch the gateway unless you silent, no thought. Understand not? And I can tell you why you cannot find. That time I also don't know where it is. I also cannot find. Understand not? You see, this gateway, draw a bigger one, I'm an engineer, not an artist. This one, wear skirt. So you got a heart here, okay? So this is your left, okay? It's 1 or 2 inch away from the left. If nobody tell you, you cannot find. Very good. And this one, you cannot locate one. Not until your mind has gone through cessation. Means you enlightened already. Otherwise you cannot find one. That's why the Buddha also finally located it because of the vow and all those things. So what happened is, this gateway, it's not like a gate, no. Oh, gate, oh. Like your house, 16 feet, gate, okay? Oh, can see, gate. I enter from here. But the burglar, back door.
He don't like the gateway, understand? This one is worse. No sign, nothing. Let's say this is your body. Yeah? If nobody tell you it's near the heart here, everywhere is possible, understand? There is no door frame, no. No marking that this is the gateway. No? How are you going to find? Understand? You cannot find one. Because when you play with energy, like she said, energy move. You have to be completely relaxed and without energy to go in. No? That's why my that last teacher got problem. He healed, he recovered. Then he cannot deal with this. No? But he lucky, you know. He met one great master in Kalimantan. Oh, that one really ape. I saw the photo. China one, ape. This one I keep to yourself. This story I never tell. He told me, never mind. I say you all keep it to yourself. I don't want you to create misunderstanding of that. Those who listen to the tape, up to them. Nothing to do with me. You see, his karma very good. He's supposed to die, you know, at the age of 35. But he didn't die, you know, because the cosmic sent somebody to look for him. And I think the main thing is he's supposed to do a lot of things. Right? He's supposed to help a lot of people. Of course, one of them is to help me. Then he say, somehow he know he's going to die at the age of 35. He got not much time left. Then all of a sudden, there is a phone call from Kalimantan, in the middle of nowhere. To go in, he spent almost a week traveling inside, I tell you. And it's very remote. Oh, but this master is an occult specialist, very powerful. He said, I can heal you, just like that, I can heal you. But he said, I don't want. I want to heal myself. So he said, it is very painful. No? You've got to go through tremendous suffering. No? You want to heal yourself. He said, never mind. So that when you're not around, I can still do it. He said, understand? Otherwise, I depend on you. Now that was the teacher that actually healed him. Then after he healed, that teacher got another sukong, another teacher up there. Oh, this one is from the cosmic. If I tell you, you won't believe one. You know what he said or not? According to him, I don't know whether true or not. He said, this one, up there one, he was introduced and went up and met, 600 years old. You believe her? He stay in the Himalaya. He's still alive. I don't know. Don't ask me. That was the one that teach him how to meditate through the gateway. Then because of that, he suffered. He went through 20 years of suffering to break through. Then finally, it melted inside. Then he connect back. Actually, they sent him because there's a mission. I think the cosmic need him to do something. He also, he told me last time, he very naughty on past life. Oh, he like Sun Wukong, and I was like, I'll go out there and create a problem. Not only that. So because of that, he said that teacher that healed him actually was one of the five that came out of the Gobi Desert. Because that time China got problem, destroying everything, they got to run. Then they were told by the cosmic up there, he said, you all have to go this direction, then you look for this, you look for that. That's how they know, the cosmic know, they will contact and they will protect you. Then I was very lucky, because later on he tell me, He said, you remember, he said, only wisdom free. You are on the right path, he said. Well, I never touched psychic one. He said, well, I cannot touch one. This life also, I cannot touch one. So because of that, he knew, I have it, I can do it. That's why the first night I met him, he already tell me, introduced. Then he put his hand nearby there a bit. Then he activated. The moment he activated, all my energy went in. Well, I already know how to silence. He teach four things, you remember? The first one is what? Now you know, this is the Bible, you better write it down. This is the Bible, really. This one is for you to penetrate, relax. Then? Then?
24 hours, can do or not? You have to do until like that. Ah, that one very difficult. Ah, this one, trust means what? Trust means what? Not trust your teacher, I say. No. Non-self, how to trust? Trust that nature. Understand now? That's why there is no doing one. When I relax and silent, I didn't do anything. Then all of my energy that I build up through my daily mindfulness, which I store in the heart area, all melt and flow over. Very near, 2 inches away, 1-2 inches away. Just melt inside. It was so soothing and so still. Then after that, I told you, not long, my Monday mind collapsed. Then after that, like my whole body, like perfect. And I said, like a car, till until no sound. Perfect. Really, I felt perfect human being. You trust that nature. Then when this energy melt in, my mind cannot go and direct. If I go and direct, I finish already. That meditation cannot go already. This trust cannot go already. That's why I came to understand. Then I realized the nature is already intelligent. Already wise. It will know where to open, where to activate. That's why when I just relaxed like a dead cop, I didn't do anything. Wow, that pure energy goes everywhere. Then, you know the byproduct of it is what? Fart. A lot of gas come out, but no smell. Oh. Throughout the day, you ask my wife sometimes, initially, don't understand, still quite embarrassing. You know, one time, fire, you ask my wife, a few hundred shot once, one time. You know? It's not a few shot, really, non-stop. No smell. And this one, nobody can understand. This one is not for you. It's for those up there. So, all these things, you will come to know. When you trust that nature to itself, then because the yin-yang energy melt inside, become pure energy, that's why this opening is the real one. That's why after that, like, everything just happened. I cut short my training by at least 10 to 15 years. Yeah, I were to look for it. Finally, I will find it. But my nature tell me I will have to at least need another 10 to 15 years. And I was able to do that because I came to know I got a vow. I got a very powerful aspiration. Wow. My second last teacher told me that. That's why, otherwise I don't know. He said, do you know who you are? How do you come? So that vow, the moment she said that, I knew already. But this life also, I vow like that. But I cannot tell you what is it. So because of that condition, everything falls into place. That's why this last teacher, I don't want to meet him on. I don't need anybody really that time. But 6-7 times, keep on coming. Then I know my nature tell me, no matter how, you have to meet him. Oh, the moment I met him, I knew. And the answer just came. Then I knew why. Then after that, everything he teach and what I understand, different. He specializes in energy view, consciousness. He's very, very powerful being. He told me a lot of things that he never tell other people. He knew I can understand. So, no more story. We end. I read you the last sentence, maybe so that we end the whole thing. Okay. Oh, we were still up there. Okay, in order to understand, quick one, what is going on, we need to return the mind to abide within. That's why I say, 回光返照, you need to abide within. So that we can be aware of what is going on within our mind. Hence the importance of reversing the light to shine within. 回光返照. Only then can we be aware of our content of consciousness. Content of consciousness is your feeling, perception, and sankara. Everything that your mind can do.
content of consciousness within the mind. That is how our mind are stirred by external and conditioned into clinging and grasping after external phenomena were created by mind via our delusion and mental aggregates of feeling. We are feeling, condition, craving. So feeling develop craving, which is your sankara, your emotion. Then your perception through memory create the meaning of the external phenomena or form. Then your wrong view cause you to react. You will start to understand how thought and feeling arise in your mind with every moment of sense or consciousness, and how they condition each other. How your thought with its conditioning condition your feeling, and then how this feeling become craving and emotion to condition your subsequent wrong thought and wrong thinking. All this, if you are not careful or heedful, if you do not develop the wisdom or the yoniso manasikara, wise attention, to enable you to see things as they are, clinging and grasping will arise, will continue to arise, and suffering or dukkha will be the outcome. See? That's why this meditation is not normal at all. You have to silently go in and find out yourself all these things. And it can be done. That's why I can write and explain to you. The next verse says, with total understanding, the ever-shining, he is the host and master. The word host is synonymous to the owner or the innkeeper. The ever-shining is our Buddha nature, the true mind. Imagine oneself as a hotel with six rooms, equivalent to the six sense bases. They are like your six rooms. And the sense data and external form are like your guests of the mind. They come in. So what happened? These guests of the mind are not like human beings, because they cannot talk or complain. So it is a lot easier to manage this hotel if one is not deluded. The host is always there to receive the guests, granted. The guests of the mind, they come and they go, hence they are impermanent. As guests, they are here to stay for a while only, understand not? And most of the time they stay for a split second, because sense door is very fast. But because of your delusion, you all cling onto them as memory and give them meaning. So they got to stay for a longer period of time, causing you all to be miserable and suffer. If the mundane mind can reverse the light and shine within, then it can stay aware inside and see clearly how peaceful he is when he is just when he just allow them to come and go, understand not? We are perceiving them with wholesomeness and wisdom and right view, means you don't attach. And also how he suffer and become miserable when he perceive them with negativity, see? When you perceive life situation with negativity, become problem, understand not? Where his own wrong view and sakayadity or self-delusion to grasp and cling on to them, we are wanting things their way, or his way. This will enable him to develop the wisdom to understand that if he, the host, does not attach, cling, and react, then he is always peaceful and is not disturbed by the guests of the mind. Then life is wonderful and meaningful. And the guests of the mind can also be quite fun at times. Yeah, you can play with it. You can experience it. You can do what you like. Host always there to stay, but guests come and go, understand? All the sense data, all the consciousness, they come and go. All the feeling perception, they come and go. But the true awareness, the true nature, ever shining, the host is always there, understand? Not? So you hold the key to your own life destiny. To be happy or to be unhappy depends entirely on your own choice. So why are you not happy? If we choose to be happy, then no one can make us unhappy. Unless what? You yourself allow yourself to be unhappy via your own delusion. Got people so stupid, you yourself make yourself miserable. But human being is doing that. A lot of human beings is doing that. Because you got delusion. You don't have the right view, right understanding. Then thought is like money. And money is neither good or evil. That's why you don't have to take note everything is here. Because good and evil depend on the user of the money, understand? So if the user of money or thought is evil, then money or thought will also become evil. If the user of thought has wisdom, then thought becomes right thought and wholesome thought. So the user of thought is the most important. So strive on with heedfulness to develop the right view, right understanding, and become what? Very, very good. So the user of thought is enlightened. Actually from my mind. Enlightened. Not the user of thought. The user of thought got wisdom. That's why form and mind no problem. If the user of thought don't have wisdom, form and mind big problem. Okay, the last part. Brother, you explain that the three turning of the four noble truths in Pali under the Theravada tradition is very accurate. Mahayana explanation compared to Theravada runs a bit. Problem of most cultivator is to cling on to the first turning and never get down to the nitty-gritty of the second turning, where all the hard work is. A lot of cultivators make mistake there. They keep on reading sutta, listening to sutta, first turning. They never contemplate, never what. They just want to meditate until enlightened. The Buddha also said he himself had to do the three turning. Not until he has done, he cannot proclaim to be the enlightened one under the first sermon, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta. So you think you're better than the Buddha. First turning, cultivate. You go and try. If you don't contemplate and reflect and inquire, the wisdom cannot stabilize. And when you cannot stabilize, you cannot open the next Dhamma door. I already explained to you. The Dhamma door one by one go in. That's why during the early year when I come out to share, everybody like cash no ball. Most of them, they are for kill. Because not to say about Dhamma door, Dhamma, basic elementary Dhamma also belum tahu. That's why I got to reverse and re-share. And now you slowly understand, you can laugh. Okay, enough. Sorry, take out 15 minutes. So afterwards can come in later. Okay. So afterwards you can have more time. 6:45. Okay. We are now no need to mop already.